As expected, Governor Baker won the Republican gubernatorial primary this week, but what might not have been expected was that Baker's opponent, the far-right pastor Scott Lively, won 36% of the vote. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports on what that vote split might mean for Baker and the Republican Party going forward.
What's the difference between Governor Baker and a Democrat? Nothing. According to Mary Lou Daxland, president of the Massachusetts Republican Assembly, a group that calls itself the Republican wing of the Republican Party.
Charlie Baker has been running under the Democrat platform for the last few years more than the Republican platform.
So Daxland voted for Lively, the Springfield pastor who pledged to be the most pro-Trump governor in America. Daxland was one of nearly 100,000 other Republican voters who voted for Lively, a number he seized on in his concession.
We still got better than a third of the vote here in the primary. And the grassroots conservatives are awake. We know what's going on. We are never going back to where we were before.
Surprising outcome. Scott Lively is at the fringe.
Jeff Berry, a Tufts political science professor, says the candidate's anti-gay rhetoric is out of step with most of Massachusetts, and so his loss itself was not a surprise. But nevertheless, Berry says the primary results are revelatory.
There's a lot of support for him within the small Republican Party in Massachusetts.
But Daxland says she's not surprised. In her view, Baker's moderate proclivities have sabotaged the state's GOP. She says she cast her ballot not so much for Lively as against Baker.
We have been infiltrated to keep the party so flatlined that we don't run anybody against the Democrats.
Lively courted Trump supporters in Massachusetts, supporters like Parson Hicks. But Hicks, who describes herself as a feminist Republican, says she couldn't bring herself to vote for Lively with what she knew about his background and views. But Hicks didn't vote for Baker either, who she says isn't any better than a Democrat.
Because at least I know what I'm getting with the Democrat, but with Charlie Baker, who says he's a Republican, I never know.
Tufts professor Berry says the state's Republican Party may be showing signs of getting more conservative.
A lot of support for Donald Trump within the state Republican Party, and I think what you saw was a Trump vote as much as an anti-Baker vote.
But the former chairwoman of Massachusetts Republican Party, Jennifer Nassour, says the anti-Baker camp has it all wrong.
He's governing for everyone, and he needs to base his management of the Commonwealth on everyone, not just on a particular segment of the voting population.
During his victory speech after clinching the Republican nomination, rather than appealing to the far right, Baker doubled down on bipartisanship.
We need to keep putting progress before politics. At a time when our country is having trouble finding common ground on so many issues, we in Massachusetts are the exception. But that's not an accident.
At the same time, Lively was pledging that the end isn't nigh for his brand of conservatism in Massachusetts. He said he and his supporters won't stop until they turn Massachusetts red. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.